One of the things that I've been thinking about as we move through the season of Advent, as we've been anticipating these great few days when we celebrate Jesus's coming among us for that very first time 2,000 years ago, one of the things that has just been repeating itself in my brain is to think about the very reality of this thing that we're looking forward to, about the incredible down-to-earthness of it, the incredible earthiness of this thing that we celebrate today. Thinking about Jesus coming to be with us, not floating around across the surface of the earth, not being some untouchable avatar of God, not being some kind of a far-off figure, but someone who actually lived, who was born with all of the mess and all of the confusion and blood and tremendous earthiness of that moment, who was born into a family, who lived in this earth that we know, who was surrounded by all of the things that we see in the world today. Because at the moment, it really feels like the world that we're looking around at is incredibly dark, is in incredible need of something new, of something shifting, of something growing and changing within ourselves. That was the world that Jesus was born into as well, a place where war was rife. The place he was born into was under occupation. The Roman army was the force to be reckoned with in that land at that time. We look around at the world today and we see wars unfolding. We see planned, premeditated cruelty, callousness. We see evil, frankly, in the world around us today. And perhaps that's always been there. Perhaps that's always the case, but I don't know about you, but in this past year, it's felt very present, that darkness. And that's why I think being aware of the reality of the touchableness of God's presence with us in Jesus is so important for us to think about on this night and in the days to come. Because that light, that moment of God coming to be with us, coming to touch this world in that incredible way, is something that does change us and should change us. Often I think the story of Christmas can feel, I don't know, a little bit fairy tale-like. It's something that we're very focused on children around. We think about Christmas being for the children, and we think about the joy of that and giving gifts and all of that brightness. We think about the nativity plays, the crib services, all of those wonderful moments where we see children enjoying this story unfolding. But it's not just a story for children. And in this night, we touch something of that. In this night, we look around and we see the mystery of it. We see the power of it. We see the numinous quality of God with us here on this earth. And we remember, we recognize that in ourselves is something that is yearning for that presence. When we see the darkness around us, we respond, our hearts respond to that, and we think there is something that could be so much better than this. People could be so much better than this. The world could be changed to look and be better. We yearn for it. We feel the need for it. In this night, we realize, we remember that Jesus came to be with us in a world that yearned in just the same way and continues to do so. His presence is real with us. The numinous, the mystery, that's here tonight. That strength that can come from the knowledge that God has chosen to be with us, that he loves us and wants that better life for us as well, that's something that can lift us, that can carry us forwards, that can shape who we are and who we are to others. In this night, we remember again of who we can be, of who God knows we can be, of who he wants us to be. People of love and of kindness and of openness and of welcome. People of light and not people of darkness. Here, in the gritty reality of the world, we can be people who are light in darkness. In this night, may that light be born again in you. May you have that hope shining in your days, whether here in this darkness, or in the brightness of the Christmas day to come, or in any of the days that lie ahead in a new year. Because that light is real, it is here, it is touchable, and it is for you. So may it grow in you tonight. Amen.